I got a call from a photographer from who lives in Finland, who's from California originally, and he had been doing a photojournalistic study of Finnish Americans and also contemporary Finns, and looking at the, you know, the commonalities in the culture and maybe the differences between the two, and wanted to know if we were interested in putting it on display for a period. And I said, yeah, sure. It sounds like a great thing, fits in with our schedule. So, you know, so when we decided that we were going to do that, I thought, well, we should have a bunch of events kind of surrounding this exhibit. And it was in February, so it's like, fantastic February.
There you
so
go.
There you go. That
I
was,
like it a lot.
That was the spin on it. And so we've got a bunch of events this month related to Finnish culture in the UP, but also Finland today. And it's all linked by this exhibit called They Left 150 Years Ago, which is about all these groups that came here from Finland. And that'll be opening on the 14th, Saturday the 14th at 1 p.m. at the Bomier Center.
What are some of the things that you have found putting this together in terms of how it ties into our history and our region here and also even modern life?
Well, you know, Finnish Americans have become Americans as well. I mean, and it's the story is the same for every ethnic group that came to the United States. You know, the grandparents came, still spoke the language and lived as close to the culture as they had in Finland, but their kids wanted to become Americans, and especially their grandkids. But what happened was that later generations, my generation and others, your generation, have said, you know, I want to know more about my Finnish culture. I want to know, you know, yet at the same time, we're very American. So, you know, there's this cross-cultural exchange. You know, we're into rock and roll and blues and all that stuff, but we also like Finnish folk music and dance and food and taking saunas. And that's kind of where the connection is. What is it that's still a part of our lives that is connected to our Finnishness, if you will?
One of the things I know also that you're involved with, and I know we have you scheduled in next week to talk about one of the upcoming performers with the Northern Nights series at Northern Michigan University. You've brought in Finnish performers, contemporary Finnish performers. It seems like that's actually been some of the more popular shows you've had, and it's probably more than just because of all the Finns here. It actually connects with a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is beyond the fact. I mean, obviously, the Finns are really supportive of those shows, but also the fact that these artists, some of them are doing some really incredible work that has no connection to Finnish culture. You know, here in the United States, it's the, you know, their culture is developed too in Finland. You know, so it's like the language is very different than it used to be. When Finnish people from here go and who speak Finnish go over there, find that it's very different.
Right, right.
And they're even if they're tradition, you know, folk musicians there, the music that they're playing is very different from what Finnish folk musicians play here in the United States. So that's actually part of it, is to kind of reinvigorate the idea that there's more going on. Finland isn't this like static thing.
Yeah,
that
don't
didn't
think of
change.
It as a certain way that may have been 50 years ago or 100 years ago.
I mean, it's changed enormously as a society, and that's part of what this month is going to show. There is some things that are very contemporary, but we also have the things that we appreciate and do as well. So
joining us in the studio is Dan Truckee. He's with the Bomier UP Heritage Center on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Quick overview of what you do at the Bomier, what it's all about for folks that maybe are visiting and they want to check it out or they're not that familiar with it.
Well, we do exhibitions at our gallery in the Cohodes building, though we're between exhibits right now because we'll be putting up the new one right now on that opens on the 14th. But we just do a lot of public programming and connecting with the community, both on and off campus. And this is something we're talking about recently. A lot of people off campus don't know that they're welcome to come to events on campus. And we just want people to know, absolutely. You know, we don't get enough of the students and other people to come. So we want you to come, too. I mean, it's really something that it's open to the public. So we hope people feel that way. And if they have any trouble finding anything, give us a call. We'll tell them exactly how to get there.
So. What's the number to get a hold of you guys?
Our phone number at the Bomier Center is 227 30 Now you're throwing me off.
I'll give you the studio, man. I'm telling you, there's something about this studio.
I'm going
to
give
morning.
You my direct number. It's 227-1219 because I know that one better. So yeah, okay. Give me a call directly, and I'll tell you how to find something and what we're doing.
227-1219.
1219.
Okay, it's fantastic February. The show launches. The next exhibit launches on the 14th. A few other things going on that you want folks to know about.
Well, yeah, our first event of this is tomorrow night. We have a concert at Reynolds Recital Hall with a group called Alitar and also a songwriter named Eli Hebel, who's a student at Northern. But Alitar is a duet featuring Sarah Pianen, who's from Minneapolis, who is a Finnish extraction, and her partner Niku, Teja Niku, who is from Helsinki. And So they get together and play, even though they live on opposite sides of the Atlantic. So they're going to be playing together. Then the opening of the exhibit on the 14th of February. Then the following Saturday, we have a kantele workshop where you actually get to make your own kantele, which is the national instrument of Finland. That has a charge of $250. And I want people to understand that the reason why is you get to take home a handcrafted kantele that you made by Jim Lohman, who is a master builder. So it's not just a toy. This is an actual instrument.
It's a serious instrument, yeah.
And then the following Friday is a special event. The 27th on the afternoon, we're featuring a film. It's the Michigan debut, not just the UP debut, of a film called A Finnish Blood, Swedish Heart. And you will love this one, Walt. It's about it's a documentary about a Finnish rock musician who grew up in Oulu, but actually spent his young childhood in Sweden. And about him finding his identity, having at our age a loss of identity, and traveling there with his father on a road trip. And it's a really powerful, wonderful movie. It really had a lot of meaning for me. And then the last is on the 28th, it's Kalevala Day. Kalevala is the national epic of poem of Finland and very important to Finnish culture. And it's an afternoon of music and dance and kantele workshop, playing the kantele. With the Posse Cats coming down from the Copper Country to play. So it's going to be quite a month.